Have you ever told a compliment that gets you in trouble? I'm married, lucky me, of course, and my wife's amazing. Very sexy, very smart, very talented, keeps everything running. She's way out of my league, punching way above my weight class. Probably shouldn't phrase it that way. And I wanted to tell her that I think she's one in a million and I'm so lucky and all these things. And the words that I picked to convey that sentiment were, I couldn't do any better than you. Which is true. But apparently there's an alternate reading of that line that she does not appreciate. I'm sad to report I do not make up for my personality in the bedroom. I'm not a very sexy man. I don't feel sexy. You know? With my general demeanor and fitness, about the sexiest thing I can do in bed is keep breathing. If we have sex and I don't pass out, cry, or give up, it's been a pretty good night. It's hard to feel sexy when you're overweight. I am overweight, but recently I'm trying to do better. I've reached a breaking point with my weight. And by that I mean I've recently reached a point where my weight is breaking things. I have broken 6 chairs this year. I wish I made that up for this joke. The worst one was we had a folding chair at home and it didn't even like snap or explode when I sat on it. It just kind of slowly bent and folded with me in it like a deflating balloon, just kind of like until I was sitting on a tangled mess of metal. I don't even sit down anymore without checking the weight rating on the chair, which is pretty humiliating. But I love food. It's hard to lose weight when you love food. Also, I eat like shit. So I order a lot of pizza. I really like pizza. But I order too much of it, and I'll tell you how I know why. One time, my wife ordered a pizza. And the delivery guy shows up and knocks on the door, and she answers, and he is stunned not to see me. Kind of like looks at my wife weird, peeks his head into the house, which, you know, probably not supposed to do, looks around, looks back at my wife and says, so the guy that used to live here moved, huh? Which is sort of doubly insulting, because obviously it shows how often I order pizza. But also, I must look like garbage when I answer the door. This guy couldn't even imagine I had a roommate, let alone a partner that loves and cares for me. He was like, this guy's not here. He moved or he's dead. That's it. Those are the options.